Many political groups have grassroots origins. SOS Roads is rooted in asphalt.
SOS Roads is Save Our Sonoma Roads. Our mission is to try to persuade government decision makers who make funding decisions, especially the County Board of Supervisors, to make roads an appropriate priority in their budgeting process.
Craig Harrison is a co-founder of this 8-month-old single-issue advocacy group, along with Michael Troy. Troy lives on Sonoma Mountain's Lichau Road, a perennial contender for the worst stretch of pavement in the county, where neighborhood discontent provided a starting point for his activism.
A group of people on Lichau Road got together and said, we need to do something. This road is deplorable. And we put up a sign, Save Lichau Road. And Craig Harrison saw it. He's been working on roads for over 2 years in Bennett Valley and said, let's get together. And we talked and said, this is an issue bigger than just our roads. It's really a countywide policy issue.
Out of that, SOS Roads was born last November. Harrison says they found wide agreement for their contention that road maintenance simply has not been given a high enough priority by the county.
The county has taken on more and more responsibilities that we really can't afford because you've got to do first things first. To me, basic infrastructure has to be the first thing that local government does. Anything you do beyond that comes if you've got additional money. It's a question of neglect to let the roads go. Simply maintaining your basic infrastructure isn't new and exciting. They prefer to come up with all kinds of new things to fund and to get excited about.
To counter that, Harrison and Troy and their modest organization have pressed, successfully, to make funding for road repairs an issue in the current election.
Every candidate is addressing this issue in one way or another, some better than others in our view, but they all know it's a major issue. I think it's a question that our group got started at the right time. It's a very sad sign of our times generally that you have to have a lobbying organization for basic government services.
SOS Roads has also realized, Troy adds, that in order to advance their cause, they must also press for action on another interlocking issue. Pension reform.
That is really the 800-pound gorilla in the room. 25% of its general fund money is now going to pensions. And the supervisors have a series of proposals to deal with the exploding pension problem. We feel that until they get that under control, they're not going to have money for other basic county services, including roads.
And maybe not even then, he warns.
Perhaps additional funding is going to be necessary. Sonoma County has a quarter-cent sales tax through Measure M, but only 20% of that actually goes to road maintenance. But I think the public is going to be demanding that the county government get its house in order before they authorize additional taxes.
SOS Roads has endorsed candidates in 2 of the 3 supervisorial races so far. The group vows to keep on pressing their issue beyond the election until the county's pothole proliferation is abated. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.